Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Phoenix, Arizona, it's time for Phoenix Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Good afternoon and welcome to Phoenix Business Radio. This is Karen Nowicki. We're broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studio in downtown Tempe, where we help build businesses and connect you with the right people. I am very excited to have a full house in the studio today with a group who are representing the National Speakers Association of Arizona. And I have the privilege of knowing a couple folks, but just in the lobby, met two others. And we have Stephanie Angelo to thank for this opportunity. Stephanie has been a guest with us a couple of times already, and she's the one who said to me, you've got to hear more about NSA. And I have to admit, I don't know much about your organization. So welcome to my guest co-host, Stephanie Angelo.
Thank you, Karen. Well, just to give the audience a little bit of information on who I am first, Stephanie Angelo, I'm the owner of High Stakes Mastermind Groups, and I take the solo out of silo by helping entrepreneurs have groups of other people in businesses that they can glean from their intelligence to grow their own businesses and create wonderful tribes with our mastermind groups and high stakes mastermind groups. And I've been a member of National Speakers Association for 15 years now. I think this month is 15.
That's a long time.
It is a long time. I've seen a lot change in NSA. And that's going to be part of the conversation we have today of what has happened in NSA over the years. When I speak on accountability programs, strategic thinking, communication, and a lot of programs that are directed to the workplace for leaders, managers, human resources, and so forth. And for the next 2 fiscal years, I will also be the programs chair for National Speakers Association, the Arizona chapter. And so I brought with me 3 other members of National Speakers Association, our Arizona chapter. And I'm going to start with Noelle Stanley because she is our incoming president. Noelle, can you tell everybody a little bit about you?
Well, first of all, I'm so excited to be here. This is such an honor and a pleasure to be at a Business Radio X and be here with my peers of National Speakers Association. And as Stephanie mentioned, my name is Noelle Stanley, and I own and operate a company called My Body Balanced, where I go into corporations and I help them design and implement wellness programs. And I have a blast doing it. It's so much fun. But one of the things I do with that is I speak. And I speak on a wide variety of wellness topics. And some of the main topics I speak on are creating serenity in the workplace and also helping people create more self-respect and self-love, which creates greater health. And so many of us need so much more of that. And I got involved with National Speakers Association, probably about 7 years ago. And when I came in, it blew my mind. All of the variety of speakers and businesses and just the fellowship. The community there is so warm and so kind, and I truly learned how to be a professional speaker. And not only did I learn how to do it, but I learned how to have such an amazing, fun time doing it and creating all these this great tribe of people. So I will be stepping into leadership next year, and I really invite anybody who's listening and lives in the Phoenix area, come check out one of our meetings. We have so many different topics, and we speak to trainers, authors, speakers. So just because you're not a speaker, you know, doesn't mean you can't be a part of it. And wouldn't you all agree with that?
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd like to introduce next Dr. Karen Jacobson. Tell us a little bit about you, Karen, and also what you do with NSA, why you're a member of NSA, a little bit about your business.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you. Thank you, Karen, for hosting Business Radio X and Stephanie for the opportunity and the invitation. It's great to be here with my peers. I run a company and a platform on high performance. And within my platform, I will show executives and professionals, primarily doctors, attorneys, realtors, how to lead and build high-performance teams so that they can elevate their game both in business and in life. And within that, I've come from being a professional myself. I was a chiropractor for over 24 years in private practice. And during that time, I had the opportunity to work with other individuals on different levels when it came to business and mentorship. So those are some of the skill sets that I brought with me. About 4 years ago, when I was making my business transition, because I changed careers, that's the time when I sought out leaving my previous career and finding a new trade association. I'm always very supportive. I was a member of the International Chiropractors Association for over 25 years. And when I switched careers, I looked for the next organization, which is National Speakers Association, and obviously the local chapter. And I think that within the profession, we joke about the fact today that we're part of the, this is where the mothership is, because this is where National Speakers Association was founded in Phoenix.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is the mothership.
This is the national headquarters.
National headquarters.
Yeah. And ooh, that's all these smiles, not in their heads like, yes.
Yeah,
a badge of honor.
That's where we host our meetings.
Yeah.
And we have the opportunity because of that to really have a chapter that has not just great new talent, but we have a lot of the founders and we have a lot of talent that comes to this chapter itself.
Wow.
So one of the reasons why I joined was to not only work and connect with my peers, but to also gain more insight on what the difference is. I had always spoken for years, that's how I built my business, but that is more on the side of the public speaking, where professional speaking is very different. And the skill sets to bring into that are things that I've gained through the camaraderie and the knowledge in National Speakers Association.
Thanks, Karen. You know, Noelle had said a little while ago that if you're in the Phoenix area, come check us out. But having said that, we do have people that come down from Flagstaff. They drive up from Tucson. Mm-hmm. They come from great distances. And the next person I'm going to interview is one of those, because Dan Schindler comes from Globe. And he, you know, he drives a long way to come to our meetings, which are once a month on Saturdays. And we'll talk about when the meetings are and so forth a little bit. But even for today's conversation here.
Well, thank you, Dan.
Yeah, Business Radio X. So
how excited I was to be here.
Yeah, I know. So I do want to have Dan Schindler tell us a little bit about himself.
Well, thank you, Stephanie. Thanks for including the three of us to join you. And Karen, thanks for having all
Absolutely.
Of us here on Business Radio X. Really appreciate it. So my wife and I had a life change moment about a year and a half ago. We moved from Vegas to Mesa, where we were just going to settle in, kind of figure it out a little bit. We had no idea that 3 months later, we would sort of accidentally discover Globe and fall in love with it and move out of city life and move up to the mountains and run three businesses from there. And we just love it. So driving down here is like really no big deal to me. I grew up in LA where I used to drive a couple hundred miles a day, you know, doing sales calls or later in my music life production work. So to come down once or twice a month, or I'm coming down again tomorrow, it's really exciting. So I kind of lead a double life in the business world.
Yeah.
I founded a company 5 years ago that is now the largest online media company that covers the world of drumming. It's called Drum Talk TV.
I remember Stephanie. Okay, yes.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I personally do probably about 400 interviews a year. And I have a couple other correspondents that join me for special events. And for instance, there's an event in January every year, the NAMM show, which is the largest music industry trade show. And we crank out probably 140 to 200 interviews in 4 days.
Oh, wow.
It's crazy. Yeah. The success of Drum Talk TV led me in the first year to open a company called Social Media on Steroids. Actually, the company name is called Advanced Social Marketing, but I almost never use that name. I use the product line name, which is Social Media on Steroids.
I'm like, okay, I want part of that.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I need that.
And in that world, I do a lot of training and education. They are two different things. And I teach one-on-one. I work with startups, millionaire entrepreneurs, big corporations, gold and platinum artists in the music industry and some other brands in the music industry. But I'd say 50% of my clientele are outside of the music industry. And I think I'm one of the few, and I've looked at a lot, I think I'm one of the few out there teaching social media marketing from the experience of great successes and not just concepts and other things I learned from other seminars. I teach from what has got us to over 1 million active followers without ever spending money on advertising or boosting posts on social media.
So it's the practical application with a success story behind it instead of theory and maybe more academia.
Right.
Here's what we say you're supposed to do. There's, whether it works or not, no one's hanging their hat on that.
Yeah.
But you are teaching from a perspective of, look, been there, done that.
Yeah, nothing abstract about it. And the way I found out about NSA was I was filming a documentary on Billy Cobham, who's now going to be 75. He's one of the forefathers of fusion music. And a gentleman by the name of Kevin Gazzara, who owns a company that is a management leadership training company, treated himself to go to that retreat. And he saw me do a workshop on social media on steroids. We became good friends. And one day he said, you know, you should come to this NSA thing that I belong to. And my wife and I are not joiners of organizations.
Okay.
We don't do the guided tour. We bump around, get lost just fine on our own.
Yeah.
You know, but because I respect Kevin so much, I said, yeah, I'll go. So November of 2016, I went to my first meeting and I got it right away. And just like Noelle said, it was so welcoming and so warm. One of the things I really liked about it is that it wasn't just a white bread, good old boys club. It's very cross-cultural, very cross-generational. And we have members there who were there in the very beginning with Cabot Roberts when this was founded. And to soak up their energy and their knowledge and their experience, that alone is worth the price of admission. But I joined that month in time to go to the holiday party that December. And 6 months later, I became the marketing chair for our chapter.
Wow.
And I can't say enough about what a wonderful experience it has been.
It's interesting to talk to people too on what brought them to NSA for the first time, because the person who mentored me into NSA, like I said, 14, 15 years ago, was the late Larry Colbert. And I met him when I actually hired him and a few other members to speak at a human resources conference that I was the volunteer programs chair for at that time.
Not aware that this might be something for you.
No. And then after getting it, you know, becoming friends with him and having lots of conversations, he's like, this is completely for you, because that's what I was doing, was working with leaders and managers and doing all this training. And he's like, if you want to step it up a notch as a professional, you should come to this association. And so he brought me as his guest, you know, for the first breakfast meeting that I ever went to all those years ago. And it was amazing. And they have some programs within the programs there. So it's fun to talk to people about how they learned about National Speakers Association and what brought them to their first meeting. Mm-hmm. And you know, Noelle and I are looking at each other across the table and shaking our heads, because we're hoping as a result of this conversation,
that's
people
why you're here.
Will
that's
say,
the idea.
Wait a minute, when are the meetings and what can we do? So yeah, let's talk about NSA a little bit. You know, you had touched, Noelle, on the people of different industries that are there.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that just a little bit.
You know, just like Dan was saying, it's such an eclectic group of people. And I found out about NSA, I was actually attending a landmark forum, which is an amazing group. And the current president, her name was Kitty at the time, was listening to me speak at Landmark. And I was talking about how I had a dream of expanding my speaking and that I had 4 books that I was currently working on, but hadn't published any. And she said, girlfriend, you need to come with me. And so she brought me here. And what was interesting at the time, one of my accounts was Insight, which is just up the road from Business Radio X and NSA, because NSA is very close to where we are right now. And I would drive by NSA and go to my job site, Insight, that I was consulting with at the time. And so there was all these little serendipity things that were happening, and a couple other people at the time had encouraged me to come. So again, I went with Kitty, and the first day I went, I absolutely fell in love with it. But again, all different ages of people, all different races, all different businesses. And that's what I love. And what I think just gets me so excited about NSA is this is a group of people that are so passionate about what they do. You know, in life, you know, I'm always dealing with so many different people, as we all are, but it's like, be passionate about something, be excited about something. And here's this room of these people that they all are passionate about one thing that's getting them to want to stand up in front of a group of people, which is actually one of the biggest fears, right?
Oh, sure.
To speak. And it's really an incredible experience to be surrounded by so much passion. And again, we have authors, we have trainers, we have keynoters, you know, we have facilitators, we have all different aspects of the speaking business, and we have meeting planners. So again, there's just so many different people that are there. And I want to share a story with you. Kind of early on when I was in the business, I was hired to do a speaking job with a bunch of attorneys. And one of the fellow speakers at the time, she said to me, "So Noelle, you know, what are you going to wear? What's your format? How are you going to be presenting?" And I said, you know, I explained to her, and she's like, "Have you ever spoken with attorneys, spoken to attorneys?" Oh. I said, "No, I haven't." She's like, "You're doing it all wrong." And so she redesigned my program. She redesigned what I was going to wear.
Interesting.
But it was so beautiful that that is the tribe of people that we have, that everybody's there kind of helping each other. And again, that's what I love about NSA, that everybody's so willing to see each other succeed. And that was Cabot Roberts' goal. That was his dream, that the pie was big enough for everybody. Mm-hmm. And that we could all support each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Cabot Roberts is known for saying, "Just make the pie bigger."
Oh,
that was
I
one of the phrases that those who knew him would say, that he would say all the time, "The pie, you know, there's enough for everybody. You just make the pie bigger."
Yep. Correct.
Yeah.
So we're all helping each other.
And that shows up in what we talk about in Spirit of Cabot, which is really the support that you see from one another. My story of getting to NSA wasn't about local. I was at a conference over 5 years ago, and I met someone that is very active and has been for many years in National Speakers Association, Jeffrey Hazlett, and we became friends. We met later on, and during the conversation, he talked to me about National Speakers Association. He's not even in the Phoenix chapter. He's actually a member of the New York chapter, but he's also active on a national level. And I remember the conversation and some of the guidance that I had gotten from him. And quite frankly, even on my membership application, I credited him. Because of him, I became a member of our local chapter and connected with local people. The local person who I made that original connection to come in with is Karen Russo. Reverend Karen Russo, who I'd been friends for years, and was a member and was actually in leadership at the time, and had we talked about, and she said, "Well, why don't you just come down to a meeting?" And I will tell you that the meeting that I came down to, even though I wasn't a professional member yet, immediately that day I joined. Because I saw the energy in the room. Mm-hmm. I saw the love. I saw the support. And one of the things that's important is, yes, those of us here in the room are professional speakers. And there is a platform that National Speakers Association, especially the Phoenix chapter, is very proud of. Is we have a very large platform of what we call the Academy. And the Academy affords the opportunities to budding speakers, to people who want to know how to build their business, to be able to come and learn and still be an active part. And I will tell you, you never know the difference. No one in the room is going to say, "Oh, you're an Academy member and you're not professional." You get treated the same. Mm-hmm. And people will open their hearts and sit down and support and help you no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm. So Dan, what do you think that NSA is good for in terms of the types of businesses, the types of people? Who do you think really benefits from being in NSA?
Well, that's a great question, because as I'm listening to all of us talk about it, I'm sure there's people out there that aren't quote unquote speakers. So they're thinking that it's all about giving speeches, but it goes back to what Noelle was saying about being passionate.
Yep.
and using the platform of speaking to inspire other people, to edify other people, to even just lighten a room, you know, a keynote to the long form speech in education. And that really is a great fit for any type of entrepreneur, whether it's an individual, whether it's a startup company, whether it's a big corporation that has people in different heads of departments and people in those departments. Anybody can really take advantage of what the association has mm-hmm. to offer. And another thing that was mentioned by both Karen and Noel is the whole aspect of support. And it's interesting because I have a couple clients of mine who are members of our tribe who also have been treating me as if I'm their client as well. You know, the support and everything goes both ways. So you have a chance to come and be mentored, and you also have a chance to take someone else under your wing. I think everybody at any level there has something to offer somebody else. That's just a tremendous, mm-hmm. unquantifiable amount of value.
You know, having said that, which is completely true, it is an association for people who speak, train, facilitate. It is about that. I mean, if you're selling widgets, it's, you know, probably not the best place because it'll kind of go over your head and not be of great interest. But within the breadth of people that do speak, train, do radio shows, mm-hmm. those kinds of professions and jobs of people, whether you're employed by a company and you do a lot of training for that company, or you're out there on your own, wouldn't the three of you agree that it's people who train, do webinars, do presentations, keynotes, it's a whole breadth of those things, but it is really about the delivery of messages.
And that's the beauty in it because of how it has evolved. When National Speakers Association had started, it was mostly for people who were just paid professional speakers on stage. Mm-hmm. And it has now evolved to people that might create their own events, but they're still making a living. It's any way you make a living through speaking, whether it is, I was just talking the other day to somebody else who is a member of National Speakers Association, and their business is about getting found online and really increasing what your findability factor is. Mm-hmm. And that is support for any business, but that is what she does. She created a whole academy on that and trains on that. So she does trainings, she does keynotes, she does speaking, and she goes into companies. So when Noel was talking earlier about the variety of people, when you're speaking, any topic that you speak about can have an audience.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm sorry, are you good, Karen? The other one is authors. So I've seen a lot of authors come through the door, and they're really incredible writers. However, they don't really know how to promote their book and speak on their book. And a lot of people might not be speaking nowadays live, but they're speaking on webinars, they're speaking on YouTube.
Still a presentation.
It's a presentation,
right?
Yeah. Correct.
I love that Dan brought us back to your comment about passion, Noel, because that's what I was thinking as I was listening to you. I have an opportunity, I think we all do, just partly because of our personalities, but also in the roles that we play in our community and the businesses that we have, that we draw out passionate people. And if you're not able to articulate, and Karen and I, we go back. So I remember when you and I were both reinventing ourselves and shifting. We're both at it about the same time. And that struggle is real to find a way to articulately, there we go, say that word, articulately. clearly, I need to be at NSA. To be able to stand in the power of the gift and the magic that we're so passionate about. And so it's frustrating for me when I see people who year after year, they're not evolving in their story. They're not evolving in their presentation skills because they haven't sought out the professional support, which is obviously what NSA does for you.
And that's one of the key ways in which I've seen it change over the 14, 15 years that I've been in NSA. Because when I first started, they were really all about the keynoters, people who went out there and they had like 2,000 people in the audience, 10,000 people in the audience, and that's what they did. And so speaking of evolution, NSA had to evolve because over mm-hmm. the years, more and more people have been doing webinars, more and more people have been doing trainings and things that are different because of technology and the way things have changed. And Dan, you know, with his social media experience and the way he teaches us to use social media, that's what NSA had to really come to grips with, is the platform, quote unquote, isn't the same anymore. And we really have to evolve with that. So when I first started, there were people who really objected to trainers being in the same room and in the same meeting. And now they get it, that that's what people do for a living. There's a lot of training going on, and that's so valuable, and how it speaks to the business bottom line. And so those individuals that really train for a living, whether it's in person or through a webinar or what have you, they needed to be supported as well.
Yeah. And on that note, it's really all about if someone has something to say and it has value and it's directed to a certain group of people, whether they're salespeople, whether they're human resources people, whether they're peers, fellow authors, trainers, or whatever, that's what the National Speakers Association has to offer, so that those people can develop better skills to do just that. And like Stephanie was saying, it's not any longer just for people with 2,000 or 200 people in the audience. It could be a group of 5, 6, or 8 people that are part of a sales force or product development. It's all about how many different ways can we apply the tool of speaking. Any of those ways can be improved on by being a member of this organization and attending the meetings. That part's important. Attending the meetings, because we have amazing guests every month. Sometimes they're from different parts of the country, or as in tomorrow, it's our own Bob Pike from our own tribe. Well, how exciting is that to have our own people get up and give us something of value? And that's, I'm getting goosebumps. That's what I got out of it right from the beginning. I totally got it from the first visit.
And for somebody who wasn't a big fan of groups.
Right.
Yeah. So absolutely. I'm going to let Noelle, if you don't mind, especially since you and I are partners in crime for the next fiscal year, you know, you being the president and me being programs chair, and we really have our slate for incoming speakers like halfway complete. And I also have some things up my sleeve that I haven't even had time to tell Noelle about just yet.
I'm very excited.
But I want you to have an opportunity to talk a little bit about the meetings, and the others can chime in, but how the meetings run, a little bit about the format, what people can expect if they come to a meeting, the types of speakers we bring in. Could you?
Wonderful, Stephanie. I'd love to. I wanted to add, though, one of the words that I was thinking of when everybody was sharing is self-esteem. I feel that by coming to National Speakers Association, you're really able to develop more self-esteem when you're on the platform and you are speaking at any level. And just the ability to know how to hold your body, how to use your voice, how to tell a story. So by learning the art of that, you build confidence, and it's something that we can systematize and teach you. And that's what I got. And I have to kind of tattle on myself a little bit. When I came into the association, one of my friends said to me, one of the members said, "Wow, Noelle, you were really bad." And I was thinking, well, I thought I was kind of a decent speaker when I came in.
But apparently not.
But, you know,
and Cavett Robert would have said she's the best speaker in the world, because apparently he told everybody that.
But he did, which is great. We all need that. But, you know, my point is, I came in, I thought I was decent. I had a lot of work to do, and I still have a lot of work to do. But I've learned all these different techniques and systems, and I've been able to build my self-esteem. I've been able to build my confidence on the platform. So when I do speak, you know, I know that there's a system to follow.
And so, for those listening, it doesn't mean that your self-esteem has to be low for you to get those benefits. Anyone at any level can excel in the way Noelle
just explained.
It's an
opportunity to learn and to grow wherever
you're
at.
Correct.
Because if you're not growing, you're going backwards.
Yeah. That's right.
And there's some ways in which we do it, which are specifically unique to our chapter. One of the things that we have is Speaker Lab, where you have an opportunity to come in after you've attended and learned the format. You have the opportunity to present, and you can actually, you get 30 minutes where you can bring up maybe the opening of your speech, maybe a new activity that you want to do, and you can test it on a group of peers that have been out in the field, that have experience, and they give you feedback. And I specifically will use the word feedback rather than some people who are afraid they'll get criticized, is because we very much focus on elevating our members, on elevating our peers. So I might tell you what's good, and then I'll tell you how you can improve certain things. That is the reason why you end up gaining self-esteem because of how it's done. We also have a forum where if you're not necessarily a joiner and you might be a little timid to start off, we have living room forums, which basically means that once a month we gather a smaller group in someone's house to sit around on the couches, have a light bite, and then learn new things about the speaking business. The value in belonging is not just because your name is in a directory and you get to rub elbows with your peers, but you will have the opportunity to gain specific skill sets, which would include being able to build the basics of your business, being able to work on your speaking and platform skills, being able to learn how to market yourself, being able to learn how to go out and get leads and follow up. So they literally will teach us through bringing in great speakers that have experience how to build the speaker business. Because the truth is, as a speaker, especially when we start out and we're solopreneurs, it can be a lonely road. And rather than having to reinvent and have a guessing game, there's a platform that you can connect with people.
Correct. And the main meeting that we have is the second Saturday of every month. And our networking starts at 8 o'clock, 8 to 9. We have a great breakfast, coffee, and we use that time for fellowship and really to bond and to build relationships. And then we bring a speaker in, and majority of the time it's from another state that comes in, and they're speaking on topics that we think are important for our group that year. So again, Stephanie and I are working on the slate for next year, and we're having a lot of fun doing it. Just really thinking about our chapter members, what do they need right now? What expertise do they need to focus on and expand and elevate? And we have that person come in. And then many times we have different chapter members speak on different topics. This year, our current president, she talks about how we're doing a recipe where we're adding this spice and we're adding this spice. So we're having different people talk on different topics that are really going to benefit our chapter members besides the main speaker. And again, that Saturday meeting lasts from 8 till about 12:30 currently. So, you know, you have half of your morning on a Saturday, but again, you walk away with so much value. And everybody seems to have just a really great time. At least the four of us in this room always do. We keep coming back.
A tremendous amount of energy in the room. You know, people start coming in at, you know, 8:15, 8:30, and they're getting breakfast and they're standing around and talking. And the room is just like a buzz buzzing with energy. It's, you know, you can't really get speakers to not speak. So, you know, there's nobody who's a wallflower or anything. There's just so much energy and so much going on and people running around and trying to catch up on conversations with one another and sharing resources or planning, you know, to get together for coffee on the side or something like that. There's just a tremendous amount. And Noel and I are pretty excited about the format because each president has the ability to choose what their format will be for their fiscal year. And so Noel is going to change things a little bit in her year from what we're having this year. And that's really the beauty of it is how you get to have differences and different concentrations and different types of people brought in, different themes in a sense. Mm-hmm. So
when you hold a role in NSA, is it volunteer? Are you voted in? Are you paid? How does that work? Not that we have to spend a lot of time there, but I'm just curious about that aspect of it.
It's volunteer. And so we have a board, and then the board will vote on who they want, and then our members will vote on the board. You know, so
really
we'll
have to be vetted, and
we'll have potential candidates, and then the members will choose. So it is really great. And one thing I wanted to add when Stephanie was talking, because you know, speakers do like to talk. However, if you come to a meeting and you don't feel like talking, you never have to. Because you're surrounded by people that love to talk.
Yeah.
So that's kind of a nice thing.
And there's lots of, I don't know exactly how many, maybe the three of you can help me on it. There's a bunch of committees So I mentioned I'm on the marketing committee. There's the membership committee. There's the sponsorship committee. What else is there?
Living Room Forum committee.
Living Room Forum committee, of course, Speakers Lab committee.
Yes, social committee, which is one of the favorites.
And these are all things our members can volunteer for and help run, which is great.
And that alone
helps you get involved.
Helps you get involved, but also builds your skill set.
Correct. Right.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite sayings is the only thing lacking is what we're not giving. So again, I have found more I give to this association, I just reap tenfold. And again, it's just, it's something that just the gift keeps giving back to
and
you.
And even sharing among chapters, because in Wisconsin, I actually had a little tiny hand in helping them get their speakers lab started. We aren't actually the only chapter that does that. There are a couple chapters that do, but they call it something different. They might call it the Academy, or I think we called it something different when I started years and years ago. But those are the kinds of things that even among chapters, that's why most of the speakers that we bring in are from other chapters around the United States. So there's a lot of sharing amongst them. Wouldn't you say?
We have a pool, we have a resource that's just the mere fact that, first of all, like I said, we're the mothership and people want to come here because of the fact that headquarters and the Phoenix and Arizona chapter is known to be powerful. But the idea of the fact that you can actually, once you get to a professional level and you're a national member, you can go to other chapters and sit at their meetings, connect with their members. I mean, you can go as a guest, but it's more powerful even when you connect on other levels. Now, I know, for instance, for me, when I joined, immediately I got involved with the membership committee and started getting to know people because of the fact that I was helping. And last year, I hosted a number of speakers at my home. So there's these sometimes the things that are out of the box. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to go and sit at a committee meeting to be involved with the organization. Okay. At a Saturday meeting, the beauty in that is that our chapter at times will have 60, 70 people that are at a meeting. Wow. You have the opportunity. I guarantee that anyone that's showing up can meet at least one person that they can connect with. Mm-hmm. Because most of the time when we have people and we see new people, you'll see somebody's going to walk up. We actually have welcoming committees. We start from the minute they enter the front door to make them feel comfortable. We give them the opportunity to introduce themselves to the room. So there's really a feeling of support and nurturing coming from the group without being overwhelming and too much.
You know what's interesting? I have not thought about this in years. I have been to an NSA meeting as a guest. I was a guest of Dr. Michelle Mays. I don't know if she's still involved.
Yeah.
Isn't, and even well before Dr. Karen and I had met each other, I had just left my role as a VP for Pinnacle Schools and was considering stepping out into my coaching practice. So it was a little premature, a little bit early for me, but that's crazy. I'm not, but as soon as you started talking about the welcoming committee, I mean, we've been talking about how warm the organization is anyway, but it wasn't until you said that there really is this designated group that watches out and looks for, you know, new members to welcome them and guests without feeling stifled. I immediately flash backwards to standing in the room and Michelle went about and was doing her thing. And I remember feeling totally welcomed and involved. That's so funny.
Yeah. And we will give information at the end of how to get in touch with NSA, how to register for meetings, because a natural question that people might have is, well, can a non-member go, or how do they go about coming to a meeting just to see what it's like for the first meeting or two? So Dan,
say that something came to mind as Karen was explaining, when there's 60 to 70 people in a room who are all
dynamic.
Yeah, dynamic. And for the most part, very accomplished business people and entrepreneurs or veterans of that life, but they still come to these meetings to support. Would the three of you agree that networking doesn't even begin to describe the opportunity? It's more of a family and the support element that you both mentioned. And it's hard to describe. It's
connections.
And everyone's on the same level. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the connections and how people can help each other in so many different ways. It's,
you know, all across NSA, and there are chapters in almost every state.
I was going to ask.
And
it's huge.
It is really, really big. And we also have a national convention that takes place each year, typically towards the end of July, or sometimes it's been like the beginning of August. This year, it will be the third weekend of July, and it's going to be in Dallas this year. It moves locations, and it sort of goes on a rotation too. And at those conventions, we also have people from the Global Speakers Federation. We have people who come from Africa, China, from different European countries, from Malaysia. They come from everywhere. So it's not just this fellowship, to use Noelle's term, of people within the United States, amongst the chapters. It's all over the world. And that's tremendous. And so those national conventions probably get somewhere between, I would say, on an average, 1,400 people attending.
Yes.
They're really big. And it's a phenomenal experience. So I just also want to make sure that people understand that they become a part of a really huge community.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm in Phoenix and I happen to be part of an NSA chapter here, but I get an opportunity to travel somewhere else, I can attend meetings there. Or if I'm relocated, then I know I've got a family there waiting for me.
Yeah, in fact, two Saturdays ago, I did a fundraising event where I offered one of my social media on steroids workshops. It was a 6-hour day. There was this young lady who messaged me on Facebook and said, "Hey, I'm visiting from Texas. I'm from the Houston chapter, the Texas chapter. Can I come to your event?" And I said, "Yeah, just here's the link." So we had someone there from the Texas chapter from Houston at our event, which was really cool.
And I love too that you mentioned that as you prepare for the programs throughout the year and you're bringing in other speakers from different chapters, when you come to this national convention, it's got to be exciting for you as individuals to look forward to reconnecting and listening to or remembering how they influenced you as a speaker when you all come together. I mean, it seems like it's beautifully organized and orchestrated. Of course, it's been around for, did you tell us how long?
Well, NSA actually started, I think, in 77, somewhere around, was it 77? Yeah. And it did start here in Arizona, in Tempe, and it was pretty small at the time. I mean, 10 people and not that big. And a lot of folks thought, how can you speak for a living? Does anybody actually do that? And, you know, Cavett Robert had this dream of really supporting speakers. And so, yes, we do still have some of the original founders who are here and a part of our chapter. So it's wonderful. And, you know, his daughters are quite involved. They come to the national convention. So quite a few of us know his daughters. And so they can really speak to the legacy of NSA based on what they grew up with as little, you know, kids. They were children. They were probably, I don't know, 7-ish or something at the time. So, Karen, you were going to say something.
I want to piggyback on what you talked about as far as the national convention. Influence 18. One of the things that's unique about NSA is not only that we have chapters in different states, but we also have community groups. And the community groups have the opportunity. We have XY, which is, you know, the generation. We have Power Women of NSA. We have the Christian organization. We have Black NSA. There are groups, there are community groups within that also have the opportunity to share. And as a matter of fact, this year, we have a day that's dedicated to events from the community groups.
Neat.
And that brings people on a national level together. I happen to be running the educational program for Power Women. I did that last year, and I'm doing that again this year on a national level. And we have a program. Our programs are offered to the entire community. And that's another avenue to connect and meet speakers from around the country and around the world. Last year, I also attended the International Day. So you were talking about the people from Australia and from Germany and Europe. There's a specific program that is international program, which will help you when you want to move from national to international as a speaker. Guidelines and what do you need to do as far as visa, all these different things that will help you build your business. And now, all of a sudden, the whole association, who's part of a global movement, now you're making other ties. And when Dan was talking earlier about things, not only events that we do, but the feeling in the room. There's a brotherhood and a sisterhood within the community. And we're also very much about building our local community. So the idea of the social media on steroids, which was a community, it was an event for us, but it also invited other people. We're doing another program in May that is for business speakers that's going to allow them, if you're somebody who speaks for a living, then that's going to allow you to be part of the association. But if you have to make presentations at work and you want to learn some basic skills, we're doing a community outreach program and we're actually providing a day of training in the community. That's how involved our chapter is. And that's an opportunity for somebody who might be a salesperson or might make presentations in advertising to come in and get a training day with professional speakers and a little bit of an eye-opening to see what National Speakers Association Phoenix chapter is all about.
Who knows what career that might spark with those kinds of opportunities? Maybe somebody who hadn't initially ever thought or considered themselves a speaker.
Right.
Maybe they were good at training or leading a middle management team or even upper management team. I'm even thinking C-level individuals. We had a gentleman on, I think it was yesterday on Jody Lowe's show. He is the founder for Mountainside Fitness and he's writing a book. And I could see how somebody, regardless of level of their experience, when they can connect with NSA, really just understand that all the different aspects of a speaking career. With that, I'm curious, and I apologize if we've already mentioned it, does NSA act as a speaking bureau or do they get you gigs?
They don't. And that's a very, very common question. People are almost hoping that it is. Mm-hmm. We do have some members across a lot of the chapters, even our own, that are speakers bureaus, but NSA in and of itself is not.
Okay, that's important to know.
It's for people on the other side of the table. It's for people who are perfecting and growing their speaking career. But other than friends referring friends to a gig or that kind of thing, it isn't a bureau in and of itself at all.
But that happens anyway because of the close-knit network
and relationships. If somebody asks somebody to do something for a client of theirs and the person says, that's not really actually my wheelhouse, but I do know somebody who would be a great referral. Or we've had situations where somebody was booked for an engagement and lo and behold got sick or something. And they called upon one of their speaker friends throughout the community and says, to say, are you available that day? Because I can't make it.
Exactly that happen. January of 2017, we were set to cover the NAMM show. And on Sunday, the fourth day of the show is usually when I do my social media on steroids thing that they have me do there. And I was asked to do an interview of all places in Mesa, Arizona, with a pretty high-end artist. And I didn't want to let that go. I didn't have a correspondent that lived in the area. So I said, I know, I'm going to do that interview and I'll have Kevin Gazzara, who got me into NSA, do that class for me. And so I approached him about it and he says, well, do you think I can do that? He speaks and teaches at 5 universities and he had just taken my course. I said, just do what I did. I'll give you the PowerPoint. You'll study the note. And that's what happened. I was able to leave early Sunday morning to come back to Arizona and Kevin conducted my spot that I had reserved for 3 months that they asked me to do. Perfect example of exactly what Stephanie was saying.
And I do want to add to that, we do partner with Meeting Planners International. And so we started this last year where we will bring in 10 of our best speakers that we'll interview to get a slot. And then they'll present 10 minutes of their best work. And then the Meeting Planners International will actually, this past year, they picked 6 of our speakers to do programs for them. And Karen was one of the ones that was chosen to do that. So again, sometimes we do partner with different groups, which enables our speakers to get speaking jobs. And again, we live in a world of unlimited possibilities. So we look to partner with more groups to continue to offer opportunity to our members.
That's like the American Idol for professional speakers.
And that is something that's unique to our chapter, where we're really looking to support and elevate our members to the next level and give more opportunity to connect with other businesses in order to give value to the membership. As far as I know, I'm not really sure whether other state chapters do the same thing, but I know that we are leading with that type of support for our membership.
When it goes back to what Stephanie had shared with your founder, just you said, make the pie bigger, mm-hmm. right? I love that. And I had shared this. We had a Copperpoint Insurance CEO on earlier today before you arrived. And we were talking about how the Arizona community, business community at large, regardless of industry, we're really all, I think, beginning to focus on collaboration and less around competition. And I get to see it every day in the studio, because we interview everybody from, you know, every industry, from the guy who washes windows with his son at ASU as a small business to someone like, you know, Mark with Copperpoint. I'm excited about what's ahead for us. And I love that NSA is at the forefront of that, saying, let's create these partnerships. Let's collaborate with other organizations. Let's share mindfully and help lift each other up. We're reaching out side by side. We're reaching up, and we're also saying, hey, listen, lend me a hand when we need it. It's phenomenal.
And you know what?
Fun.
Yeah. What a lot of businesses have done that are, they are not about speaking, but they have some sort of ancillary service that is really good for speakers. Perhaps a company that sells microphones and things like that, the equipment that speakers need. We've had companies like that come in and offer to sponsor a meeting. And in return, they get 5 minutes in front of our entire chapter
to share
to share what they do, because their ancillary service, their service is what we need.
Yeah.
So that's something that people can really think about is, you know, could I serve the members of NSA in another way without actually being a member of NSA, because I'm not a speaker, I'm not a trainer or what have you.
Plus the tabletop displays, not just the 5 minutes, but they got a tabletop display that people can visit during the breaks and the little bit of networking time afterwards. There's a lot of value to come and present to the members. There's 60, 70 people there that could use whatever
important.
It is you do.
Yeah. Didn't you have one of those?
I didn't, no.
So before I give contact information, because I do want to give contact information for our local chapter, how people can find us, but also the national offices information, I wanted to ask each of the people that are with us today to just tell us how we can reach each one of them, if I could do that.
Yes, absolutely. And I want to say, it's fun to have an organization like NSA on. And I know each of you have your respective businesses and speaking careers. So I want to open up an invitation for each of you to come back, and we'll do a segment specifically on your business, because, you know, for our listeners, we hit on that in the beginning when Stephanie was introducing you, and we never quite know where these conversations go. I always want it to be organic, so I'm happy we did that today, but we only got to touch just a little bit, just a slight little drop in the bucket for each of you. So please take that as an open invitation to come back and be with us again individually.
It'd be great.
Thank you.
So Noelle, would you let everybody know how we can find you?
Yes, Stephanie, I'd love to. My company is My Body Balance. So it is mybodybalance.com, and that's past tense, My Body Balanced. And you can reach me there. And again, my big focus of my business is working with companies to consult and help them implement wellness programs that are more holistically minded. So again, I focus on mindfulness and really more natural alternatives to help cultures reach greater heights.
I'm all over social media.
Really?
Yeah. Really? Yes. Right? Can't say. She says that tongue in cheek.
I love that. Yeah.
Whether it's Facebook, whether it's Twitter, whether it's my website, whether it's YouTube, Instagram, they're all under Dr. Karen Jacobson. That would be Dr. Karen, K-A-R-E-N, Jacobson with an S-O-N. And that's because of the fact that in places like National Speakers Association, they teach us about proper branding. My focus is working with professionals and executives to help them elevate their leadership to the next level, as well as their communication skills, and build high performance teams.
So I'm, let's see, you find me in two different worlds. Use Drum Talk TV just as an example of what the possibilities are. It doesn't have to be music. It works the same whether it's drums, boats, boots, shoe store, pizza shops, whatever you do, coaching, consulting. You could take out Drum Talk TV on Facebook. And my last name is spelled Schinder, S-H-I-N-D-E-R. There's no C, there's no L. And you can look me up on LinkedIn under dan.schinder. And social media on steroids is at www.smosmasterclass.com. And you can email me through there if you want to talk about the different things I can do, either to provide training, education, consulting, or even providing the service. And I do it exactly how we got to over 1 million followers without spending a penny on advertising. And I love watching the light bulbs go on above people's heads in the rooms to see. It's really easy. In fact, I tell people it's so easy, even a drummer can do it. I did it. Anyone can do it.
Love it. And how about for you, Stephanie, before you share about NSA?
I'm Stephanie Angelo, and I am the Chief Focus Officer of High Stakes Mastermind Groups. And I can be found at highstakesmastermindgroups.com or stephanieangelo.com. Those are probably the easiest ways to find me. I am on Facebook and I am on LinkedIn and I have an Instagram. And if you are looking at those three places that, and my Twitter as well, actually, I'm running out of so many places because of Dan over here. If it has a pink and black sort of swoopy logo across the top, you're at the right spot. Yeah, because I've been confused with other, you know, Stephanie Angelos. There are one or two of us out there. So that would be the right spot.
Great. Exactly. So NSA, let's have you wrap up with information about NSA.
I'd love to. So the website for our chapter is nsa-arizona.org. And their phone number is 480-968-7443. And the address is 1500 South Priest Drive, which is actually really close to here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that's the location of the international headquarters. So if you want to get in touch with the international headquarters directly, their website is nsaspeaker.org. And their phone number is 480-968-2552. And we're looking forward to seeing a whole lot of new faces and welcoming them at our Saturday meetings.
Wonderful. Yeah.
And if anyone still has Saturday tomorrow open, we actually do have a meeting, and since we're live and you want to take quick action, you could show up at our meeting tomorrow.
We do take walk-ins.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Good. Good to know. Oh my gosh, this has been so fun and certainly informative. And I just love what you guys are up to and how the NSA organization has evolved over the years to really accommodate our shift in how we communicate and how we share as professional speakers. You've been listening to Phoenix Business Radio with Business Radio X. Some media leans left, some lean right, and we lean business. Until next time, I'm Karen Nowicki.